Welcome back to another episode on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. And here on the Grow Through It podcast, I share my life experiences and the stories of others as we are growing through life's ups and downs and coming out on the other side. Tune in as you may become inspired to evolve into the next best version of yourself. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode here on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald, and I am taking you all on a walk out in the middle of nowhere, out in nature with me as I am processing my journey of entrepreneurship, unleashing my potential and greatness, and detaching from outcomes. This morning, I saw a post in my memories on Facebook where 5 years ago today, I snapped a picture of a cover magazine article that I was on in my local community, along with my book inside of our local Barnes & Noble's bookstore. And I felt two different emotions. I had two different thoughts. On one hand, I was proud that I'm still here, I'm still standing, I'm still moving, I'm still going. And that the vision has always been to go from local to global. And as I have utilized social media and building an online platform, I have built a global community. But I also felt sadness because I thought I would be somewhere else by now. And I started reflecting on the moments of imposter syndrome, the moments of sabotage, the moments of doubt that plagued me throughout various parts of my journey and often created pit stops along the way. And I felt sadness. And I really had to sit with that part of myself that used to sabotage and stop me in my tracks for protection. It's a form of self-protection. You know, I often say when people say self-sabotage, I often say it's self-protection. There's a part of ourself that is not used to whatever result or outcome that you're experiencing, and they are trying to go back to the way things were because that's where the safety and comfort is. And that's a part of doing our trauma work, you know, is building that safety with that part of ourself that is afraid of moving on in a new normal because they were so used to a previous normal. And when you have a history of complex traumas, as I do, safety is paramount to parts of ourselves as we are navigating, creating the life, love, and legacy of our dreams. And so I had to sit with myself and offer compassion, offer grace, offer love to that part of myself that doubted, that felt she wasn't enough, that sabotaged, and all the things. And I am grateful and I am proud of myself that I have progressed to this point in my journey where it wasn't a matter of beating myself up, condemning myself, criticizing myself, or being hard on myself, but rather really genuinely feeling love and compassion for that part of myself that just didn't know what she didn't know. And I believe that's what self-love is all about. You know, it's really just having real, genuine compassion and love and grace for parts of ourselves when we are not operating at our highest self, when we are not being our best self. You know, oftentimes I hear people say that self-love is about being your best self. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds all great and dandy. And it's easy to do that. But to me, it's even deeper than that. Self-love is, can you love the parts of yourself that you may think are unlovable? Can you love the parts of yourself that messes up, makes mistakes, fails? Can you love the parts of yourself that sabotages as a form of protection? Can you love your imperfections? Can you love the scars? Can you love the flaws? To me, that's real self-love. It's easy to love the good parts and the best parts of ourselves and the higher parts of ourselves. That's easy. We can do that with each other. We can do that for ourselves. That is so easy to do. I believe real self-love is, can you love the parts of yourself that you may have once thought were unlovable, that you may have once criticized, that you may have once felt weren't good enough? Can you love those parts? And to me, that's what self-love is about. And so I am proud of myself, and I just want to honor myself for arriving to a place in my own self-love journey where I recognize the sadness for feeling I would be at a certain level by now, and noticing the lessons I learned along the way, and part of the reasons that I've navigated this journey in a certain way, while also genuinely giving myself love and compassion and grace, and just sitting with myself in such a loving, kind way. I'm so proud of that. And maybe that's why God allowed me to see that memory in Facebook. It wasn't about looking at how far I've come with my success, or where I'm not yet at my success level I desire and aspire to be, but more so, where have I evolved into within myself, in the relationship I have with myself? And I have grown leaps and bounds, because the woman I am today and the woman I was 5 years ago are two different people. The woman I was 5 years ago was very hard on herself. She was very critical of herself. She felt like she needed to perform to be loved and accepted. She felt like achievement defined her. She felt like self-love was being your best self 24/7. And the woman I am now, I have such an evolved perspective on self-love, as I just shared with you all. You know, it's really deeper than that. It is so much deeper than that. It's about loving the parts of ourselves that are not our best selves. And I believe that is how we evolve on this journey called life. It's when you can learn to love those parts of yourself that sabotage, that hold you back, that feel like you're not enough, that feel like you're an imposter. You know, all of the things that are quote unquote labeled as negative, but really are just a part of the human experience. When you can learn to sit with those parts of yourself with peace, with gratitude, with grace, with love, with kindness, with compassion, honey, that's self-love, okay? And so I'm really proud of myself, because I have really, really held such a safe space for myself. I have truly created inner sanctuary within myself. I am safe with me. All parts are safe with me. I often say no parts left behind on this journey called life. And this may end up being one of my secrets to success one day, you know, is that I just deepened my self-love on my way to where I aspire to be. And really releasing what it means to be successful these days. You know, there's so much dogma around success. A lot of times we think success means, where are we at in the public eye? Where are we at financially? Where are we at with material possessions? And when I really get still with myself and I really think about what success means to me, I have learned to redefine it. And for me, I would say I have experienced and I am a successful woman. And it has nothing to do with external achievements or accolades or accomplishments. It's been all about who I've been becoming all along. And to me, doing the type of inner work I've done throughout these years, the trauma work, the healing work, the mindset work, the self-love work, that is what makes me successful. Anything else is in a bonus with a cherry on top. You know, whether if I ever get to where I aspire to or not, the mere fact that I put myself on this path toward greatness, to see what am I really made of, to uncover my potential, to unblock and unlock the blocks of wounds and beliefs and thought patterns and ways of being that were stopping me from seeing who I really am. That, to me, is the real work that makes someone successful. And I no longer need to validate who I've become with external accolades, achievements. It's really about who I've become and who I'm becoming that matters most. And as I'm just sitting here sharing these reflections with you all, I'm not even sitting, y'all. I'm standing and walking. I'm literally out in the middle of nowhere, y'all, on this path, if you will, out in the woods, which I love coming out in the woods because this is where I feel closest to the Creator. But as I am just chatting with you all and reflecting, I feel so much more calm in myself because I feel like I gave myself some acknowledgement that maybe I had not given to myself for quite some time. And I'm really, really proud of myself for that. So, I wasn't even expecting to say the things I just said, but I feel like that's what my soul had to say. And I'm proud of myself for that. I'm so proud of myself for that. It feels good to acknowledge myself for the work I have done because it's the work that I have done that has caused me to really become who I've become. And it's been my devotion, my dedication, and my determination to remain committed to this path that has allowed me to continue to explore and evolve in my own becoming. And so I hope this inspires you to re-examine how you look at self-love, redefine what success means for you, and to give yourself some acknowledgement for how far you've come along on your own journey. Because at the end of the day, what matters most is who we are before what we do and what we have. Who we be, to me, that matters so much more. And I'm damn proud of the woman that I have become and the woman I'm becoming. And so I hope that inspired you all. If you would like to join me inside of my free community, if you're not already there, I have a free community on Facebook called The Empowered Self for high-achieving, soulful women who want to create the life, love, and legacy of your dreams. I'd love to have you there with me. I just completed a live stream a couple of days ago called Reciprocal, and the replay is still up. And I talked about how to end one-sidedness in your interactions and relationships with others. And so if that sounds like something you'd be interested in checking out, you can answer the 3 questions when you request to join the group, and then your request will be approved, and then you could watch the replay. I'll make sure to pop a link in the show notes so that you can join us inside of that space. And I look forward to speaking with you all next time. All right, take care now.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave your review for the podcast. To learn more, go to www.cassandraaustin.com.